In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of today, as we all heard, is about that paralytic man at the pool of Beit Hasda. I remind you that on the third Sunday, this is the fifth Sunday, on the third Sunday, we heard about the prodigal son or the lost son, and we knew about this son that he was able to arise and to go to his father. I want to focus on the word he was able to arise and to go to his father. And as we all know, when his father saw him, he not only accepted him, but he had compassion upon him. He ran, he fell on his neck, he kissed him, he brought out the best robe, he killed the fatted calf, and they all were very happy. This prodigal son was able to arise and to come to his father. Last week, the gospel was about the Samaritan woman. Also, she was able, but she did not come to our Lord Jesus Christ. He went to her. He made a long journey to meet her by the well. And as a result of this long journey, our Lord Jesus Christ get tired, being wearied, and sat by the well. She was able, but she did not come. He went to her and converted her from a sinner woman to a preacher who preached the whole Samaritan people. Also, I can remind you that there was a paralytic man, but this paralytic man was lucky because he found four men to carry him and uncover the roof. He could find four men to uncover the roof and bring him or let him down for our Lord Jesus Christ to heal and to cure him. Now, today we have a different or completely different case. Today we have a disabled paralytic man. He could do nothing. Not only this, but he was also have a very long time, 38 years. He may be hemiplegic. He may be paraplegic. He may be quadriplegic, inshallah ruba'i. We don't know. But of course, he was nearly dead man. I can imagine that his muscles became atrophied, stiff. There is stiffness in his muscles and he became atrophied. No blood circulation at all in the paralyzed limb. The nerves died. He was nearly dead, and not only this, but he was miserable for a very long time, 38 years, he had no man to help him and to push him or to to lead him to the pool in order to be cured, when the angel came down and stirred up the water. What does this man resemble? In fact, this man was a symbol of the humanity before our Lord Jesus Christ. The humanity which had no man to help. Nobody can help the human being. Not only this, I can remind you that this man not only had no man to help him, but also he had no angel to help him. The angel who came down every now and then and stirred the water could do nothing to this man, just to come and stir the water, and he did nothing for this man. Of course, the angels in the Old Testament can offer some help to the humanity, but of course, they could not save the human race. They could not offer salvation from death. We heard about the angel who saved Daniel from the lion's den. But this angel who saved Daniel from the lion's den could not save him from the royal den. That is the Hades. The only one who could save from the Hades is our Lord Jesus Christ, who descended into Hades through the cross. So this man is a small picture to the miserable human being, to the miserable humanity before our Lord Jesus Christ. The humanity which had no man to help and also no angel to save. And this is what Abuna says in the liturgy, when he says, neither an angel nor an archangel, neither a prophet nor a patriarch have you entrusted for our salvation, but you, without a change, he and he only were incarnate and became man. So this man had no man to help him. And the humanity, the miserable humanity before our Lord Jesus Christ, had no man, had no angel. No one can offer any help. Jesus only can come. And as we mentioned before, the prodigal son could arise and go to his father. The Samaritan woman, our Lord Jesus Christ, made a long journey for her to meet her. The paralytic man who had four friends could offer him and bring him to our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what about this man? What about this miserable man? Our Lord Jesus Christ came to him, visited him, cured him, and said to him, when he said, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred, our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, rise, take up your bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed, and walked. My beloved, Not only this man resembles the humanity, but also he may resemble me or you or anyone who really feel in himself this ability to go to our Lord Jesus Christ. He feel that he is unable, that he is nearly dead spiritually. I am not speaking about the physical paralysis, but I am speaking about the spiritual paralysis. Some may feel this feeling that he is nearly dead, that he is a sinful man, that his multitude sins, numerous sins, his past history, which is very bad, prevent him from going to our Lord Jesus Christ. He feels that there is no hope. Now, the gospel declared to me and declared to you and to everyone that there is hope even for those who died, not who are nearly dead, but even if somebody really actually died, there is hope that our Lord Jesus Christ can visit him and arise him from his death. And all of us remember what our Lord Jesus Christ did for Lazarus after he died and was buried for 4 days. How he could arise him and brought him to life once more. So this gospel give me and give you and give every one of us, give hope that our Lord Jesus Christ not only able to accept you, not only ready to forgive you, not only able to give you life, but he is also ready to visit you, to come to you when you are disabled, when you are nearly dead. He will come to you. He will not wait until you arise and come, because you may not be able to do this. He will come to you as he came this morning in this gospel to this paralytic, miserable man who had 38 years in this infirmity. Our Lord Jesus Christ visited him, came to him, cured him, and this is what he can do for anyone feeling in himself that he is really dead. And this is the state of many who lose hope, who feel miserable and go away of God, away of the church, believing that there is no hope, God will not accept me. This is not true. This is a trick, deception from Satan in order to make you lose your hope. But so long as we have our Lord Jesus Christ, the lover of mankind, there is hope, not only to accept me or to accept you, but also to visit you, to come to you, to arise you, to grant you life, new life, and a new creation. This is the message for today to every one of you, and the glory be to God forever. Amen.